Welcome everyone to another
midwife edition of the R-Bomb. That's right, it's a midwife edition of the R-Bomb. We are brought to you this week by Jake Mullins Pregnancy Prevention. If you want a good birth control, just look at Jake Mullins' face.
Oh, God. Wow.
Wow.
That was, this sponsor has been brought to you by the Rodfather.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good protection.
Wow. So what was the word?
It's a midwife edition.
Midwife. All right, yeah, so welcome to the midwife edition of the R-Bomb.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Hey, you know what? The sponsors pick the words now. I don't get to pick them anymore. I can't help you.
Oh, whatever. What? I am your host, the... You know what? I'm going to deviate a little bit.
Okay.
I am your host, not the illustrious Jason Albert this week, but the TWR Network 2013 Personality of the Year winner,
hey.
The illustrious Chris. Jason Albert, joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big Adrian Masters here.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
And the Bird Dog.
It's me.
Someone needs to work on his cues a little bit better.
Yeah.
Usually when I cue you in like that, that means you need to talk.
That's a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, Richard Berghoff, with us tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go that far at all.
Internet award winning, I'll go with that.
I don't even know if I'd go that far.
I mean, he might have won an award on
it.
He's about the only actual news or opinion piece we have on the website, and that's still not the best looking thing on the website.
Oh. No.
We get more hits on the Classics Angels than we do anything else.
That's legitimately true.
I wonder why. And I'm sure
you're not as good as tits.
Does,
that's
so.
What.
Yeah, you're not as good as tits, so, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how the
next best thing.
No, great.
Not
after
even. You're not even close to the next best thing.
Hey, I gotta hype myself up a little bit. Come on.
I don't know about that. So anyway, yeah, how you guys been? It's kind of nice to be back down to the normal three of us
instead of
six of us
plus one still on Skype.
Well, yeah, I mean down here in the studio.
Yeah, a little more elbow room. A
lot more elbow room, and we can actually talk and not get talked over.
Indeed.
Hey, I got stuff in all the time last week. I don't know your problem.
Oh, it was a fun show. It was just kind of clusterfuck.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that I would be great on their show.
See ya.
I would be better appreciated anyway, that's for sure.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah, right.
I don't rip on you like I rip on Heath.
Well, that's true. But I carry the workload of this show, and then you win Personality of the Year somehow. I mean, I don't know. What kind of...
Hey, so far we got people that are saying that they enjoy the smaller show better. So, yeah. Appreciate it, guys. Anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
So, apparently there's a big football game on tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
It was a fantastic game.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
I have never
actually
seen a game this close for a championship since the last time the Broncos played for the Super Bowl against the 49ers.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good game, though. Well, I wanted the Seahawks to win to begin with, so I enjoyed the game, but... Apparently someone here joining us via Skype didn't appreciate it like we did.
You didn't enjoy that game, Richard?
I mean, I'll admit, it was a good game.
It was not a good game.
No,
it was fucking horrible.
That was not a good game. That was a blowout.
Good for Seattle.
It was good for Seattle, but I don't want to watch a blowout in a Super Bowl. I want to watch a close game. I want to watch the NFC Championship game again. That's what I wanted to watch. Or Super Bowl... What year the Rams won 35?
Or I wanted to see someone get destroyed in the Super Bowl like that. I wanted to be the New England Patriots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not Denver.
And it was weird. They were talking, you know, pregame. Oh, this might be Manning's last game.
He ain't going out like that. No, Manning will be back next year.
And he's got a couple years left anyway, even with his neck surgeries.
You know, it's funny. They showed a...
I don't know. I think he would have retired if they had won this game.
I think they would have. Mm-hmm. But it was funny. They showed Eli in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Eli in the back of his head thinking, one of us can play here, one of us can't. Huh. I've got two rings, he only has one.
And who scored more points against Seattle?
The Rams?
This year.
Anybody?
The Rams scored more than 8 points both times they played.
Between the two Mannings, but if you really want to compare Peyton to Eli, I mean, it's like comparing Brett Favre to Rodney Pete. I mean, come on.
Yep. Rodney Pete was a much better quarterback.
He was. Rodney Pete was a great quarterback.
He was. He just got, he was underestimated.
Yes.
Underappreciated.
Much like Silver King in WCW, we were fooled by his stocky physique.
Oh my God.
Man, Eli could win another Super Bowl and he's still not going to be as good as Peyton. I'd still love to know how the heck he won the MVPs. He didn't do anything in those games.
Richard, all I would like to say is scoreboard.
Yeah, look at that scoreboard, Grasshopper. And, oh, let's see who Eli won both his rings again. Oh, that's right, New England.
That's right.
So that automatically makes him better than Peyton.
Yeah, I can't argue with that
logic. He's beaten New England twice now, and Peyton's beaten them, what, once?
How many times have the Cowboys? Five. Never mind.
Shut up, Adrian. Anyway, so we're not a football talk show, but...
No, it was a big game, so we can talk
it
about
was, it. It was, it was. So, other than the...
Before we move on to our actual, like, show type stuff...
Oh, we're still not moving on.
Okay.
Montana Man says, like you said before, Seattle has better weed.
That actually is true. Because yeah. You're real close to Vancouver, man. It's just right across the border.
The two states that have legalized marijuana made it to the Super Bowl.
We're in town for a...
Other states will start doing that now just to get their teams in the Super Bowl.
They were in town for a Super Bowl. Anyway, so yeah, other than the football game, how the hell you guys been? The Super Smokeable.
Was Tom Porter there?
I don't know. Tom, are you there? Because I know he was in the chat.
Was he at the Super Smokeable?
He might have. So anyway, Adrian, I heard you fell on ice last night.
I did. My fucking back and hip hurt so bad.
Good job. You start taking your phone with you, aren't you?
Yeah.
When you take out the trash.
I guess so. I laid on the concrete for like 10 or 15 minutes, and I was fucking hurting.
Yeah, it shouldn't have hurt. I mean, there's ice right there, obviously. Just, you know. Oh! You start icing it right away.
Yeah.
And, well... So,
snow on top of ice, on top of snow, on top of snow, on top of ground.
What? I heard it was a lot
He's
of...
talking about the many snow. Layers that no. could possibly be there, but unfortunately a lot of that stuff has melted already.
Yeah. You're like a diet Canadian, we don't care.
Not here.
So,
Michigan, our snow is still here.
It sucks to be you.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of moving around not so great today myself. My son's in Cub Scouts, and we had his winter party last night, and it was at a rec center, and they had a nice little water park, indoor water park, pretty cool.
Where was this at?
St. Genevieve.
Okay.
About 30 miles south of where I am.
Okay.
And we had the whole building to ourselves. So
was this like a lock-in thing, or?
It was just for like 3 hours.
Okay.
So we went there, and I went swimming for a couple hours, and they had like a basketball thing in the pool, and they had... volleyball in the pool. They had, like, water slide and some cool stuff. So, finally get out of the pool, and we decide, hey, let's play a game of kickball. We'll do, you know, the adult leaders against the boys. So there's, like, five of us grown-ups against, like, 15 boys.
Okay.
Played kickball for, like, 15 minutes. I didn't want to play, but I got talked into it. Yeah, I can barely walk today. Did something on my knee. Tweaked it kind of bad.
That sucks.
It's, it's about three times the size it normally is. Wonderful.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I've done that before.
Yeah. Heath, are you hurting? I mean...
No, I'm doing
hey,
good.
Hey, the only healthy one here on the
so
show.
So, Heath, exactly. I'm going to exude you from this. What was your favorite commercial from the night? I mean, not count movie trailers.
I like the Radio Shack commercial.
The Radio Shack commercial was pretty good.
Because it had the Hulkster in it. And Alf. Anything with Alf is good.
And Alf, yeah.
I like the Doritos Time Machine commercial. That was my favorite, I think.
That was probably my second
that was
favorite.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Heath is... not part of this conversation because he had to work until
only
close
half
time.
Part of the conversation because I did get to watch some of it.
He watched the fourth quarter basically.
Yeah,
mine actually was the Budweiser one at the end that they showed the
with the dog and the horse. One. The dog and the horse.
Yeah,
that was good.
I missed that one.
Where the hell were you?
It was the end of the game.
No, yeah. It was not the end of the game, man.
I must not.
He must
right
have
there.
Been getting food. Yeah. My wife made some damn good food tonight too.
We did have some good food, that's for sure.
I think that was the highlight of the night.
I bought some good stuff, too. Me and Angie bought some good
I didn't
stuff.
Eat you. I don't like the little smoky pigs in a blanket. I don't like buffalo chicken dip.
Okay, well, I mean, other people liked it.
Not as much as the hot wings and my wife's homemade crab rangoon.
All right, A, the hot wings kind of suck. I'm just going to tell you that they weren't very good.
Whatever. Anyway.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Yeah. So... I guess we'll maybe get the show started. So here's how the show works.
How does the show work?
You're a dick, by the way. Those hot wings were... what didn't you like about them?
I just didn't like the way that the sauce was done. I mean, it would have been better if they had been cooked with the sauce on them, as opposed to dumped in sauce after they were cooked.
See, I totally opposite. I thought they'd taste better with tossed in the sauce.
I didn't like them like that.
You can cook them either way.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so here's how the show works. So I've got a whole list of shit to get through in my head. And I've got 1 hour to do that. 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. These three assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and keep me from completing my list.
Yep.
I don't think we've really cared lately how I've been doing, but...
What? This is important because I know we're doing this tonight, too.
What?
Heath, do you have our paper from the WrestleMania we booked?
That should be in one of the tubs. Oh, no, I wrote it down. I got it on my computer.
Okay, you got it on your computer?
I got it on my computer.
Okay.
I was going to say, I don't think we have those papers anymore.
No, we still have them, but I've got it here. So, yeah, for those of you tuning in for the first time, hey, welcome. Thanks for giving us a shot. For our normal listeners, where the hell are you still listening?
They must like us.
I guess. Hold
for
on.
For some reason.
I'm trying to find that. There it is. Okay, I got it. We're good. All right. So, I think with that being said, Heath, you got anything else?
No, I sure don't.
Hey, Dick, you got anything else?
No, not tonight anyway.
All right. Adrian, you got anything else?
I got this skin, like, rash.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Again.
I thought you got that thing cleared up.
Well, you didn't ask me last week, so I didn't get to tell you about it last week.
All right. Another Monday Night Raw. All right, Monday Night Raw 4, January 27, 2014. Last Raw of January.
Yes, it was.
So,
yeah.
Let's see. What were the big points we had to talk about on Monday? Let's see. Well, we have participants in the Elimination Chamber.
Yes. Well, yes. Really, I think we should talk about the opening segment first.
Well, we missed the opening segment.
Well, I went back and watched on YouTube.
Okay, because I did not get a chance to watch the opening segment. However, in 3 weeks from tomorrow, I won't have to worry about that anymore.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Because the WWE Network will be here.
Yeah, that's true.
Woohoo!
Now.
Okay, so what happened in the opening segment?
Basically, it started out with Triple H trolling the WWE Universe.
Okay.
Talking about how great the Royal Rumble was and how excited fans were that his good friend Dave Batista won the Royal Rumble.
Oh, my God.
And it was basically Triple H being a dick, but, like, obviously, like, playing the dick part.
Oh, nice.
Hang on.
Heath, pause the timer.
Pause the timer.
Oh, I forgot to do something before we started the timer.
Okay.
Who's in the chat room, Adrian?
Oh. All right. Hang on.
Sorry. We take a week off from doing things the normal way, and it throws us all off.
I know.
We got five in the chat right now.
All right.
We got Hooks.
Hey, bulk up.
We got Mr. Richard 269.
Hey, bulk up.
We have Montana Man.
Bulk up.
We have Tom Foolery.
Hey, bulk up.
And we have the Big A.
Yeah, screw you.
Wow, man. I've been fairly nice to you for like a month now already.
Yeah.
I don't do bulk ups to people I actually see in real life.
Because I actually expect you to give me the bulk up.
Unless the ball lick.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Let's see. Who else listens? The Rodfather.
Yeah, piss off.
Leonard Taylor.
Yeah, bulk up.
Kevin Critter.
Yeah, bulk up.
Zeus.
Bulk
time
up.
To time. God, what the hell was that guy's name? Some dude that emailed us. He was in the chat room.
That was CJ Gill?
CJ Gill.
Yeah, bulk up.
Good friend of the show, Eric Thomas.
Yeah, bulk up.
And Jake Burns.
Hey, bulk up.
Hey, happy birthday, Jake. Oh, shit.
Yes.
You know
happy
what?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
So, Jake, I called up my buddy, Hulk Hogan. I don't know if you've ever heard of him or not. He's some no-talent hack. I got him.
Whatever.
I'm playing. I got him to do something for you. Jake, this is for you.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
That's for me to you, Jake.
All right. Hey.
I think we're good now.
Thank you, Hulk Hogan, for coming
on
that.
All right. And start the timer again. Continue, right. Adrian. Trolling the WWE.
All right. Daniel Bryan comes out.
All right.
And he goes, I am pissed off because I came to you last night and I wanted to be put in the Royal Rumble match and you guys refused to let me take part. So okay. I'm asking you, I want a spot in the Elimination Chamber for the title.
Okay.
Deserve to be in there.
and he'll basically challenge Hunter like straight out for it. Like, and if you don't put me in there, I'm getting it one way or the other.
Okay.
Then the Shield comes out.
All right.
And it starts to be a beatdown on Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
But then John Cena and Sheamus come running out the back to make the save.
Okay.
And then Triple H is when he makes the match for that night. John Cena, Sheamus, and Daniel Bryan versus the Shield. The winning team gets three of the spots in the Elimination Chamber.
Okay. I figured as much that, you know. Okay. So
that's how that's basically what happened in the opening segment.
All right. So. Yeah.
Which, of course, I guess we went on to the rest of Raw.
Right, but we're not going to do what we normally did and spend half my time covering Raw, because we don't do that anymore. That was a big thing after the fact that we all shit on the Royal Rumble at the end.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
So
everybody shit on the Royal Rumble.
This was a good way for them to address it and like go forward with the storyline, and it makes it seem like maybe they're building to something with Daniel Bryan.
Well, Extreme Rules is in his hometown, so maybe there. But that's too far down the road.
Way too far.
It's not that far down the road.
That's May, and it's. I think it's
1 month after WrestleMania.
The payoff is not going to be as big, I think.
No.
There was
a petition to get him a match in the main event at WrestleMania.
It was taken down when it had 99,700 signatures.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And if it gets to 100,000, they have to address it.
Yeah.
But they took it down before it reached that.
Yeah.
Saying that it violated site rules.
Yeah, I don't know how, but whatever.
Yeah, that violated, but the Justin Bieber thing didn't, really.
Yeah, I know. Go figure.
You really have to care about whether a Canadian is forced back across the border just so he can come back and entertain again.
Yeah.
Well, other things from Raw, though. I mean, what else did we like from Raw?
Dolph Ziggler and The Miz.
That's actually a pretty good match.
The Battle for Cleveland.
Oh, hang on. I got to talk about Bad News Barrett now for a second. Because that was great. His promo, where he just basically, now, I think he's like the troll of the WWE.
I think he is, too.
He came out and goes, it doesn't matter who wins this match because the winner gets Cleveland and they still lose.
Yeah.
Ba-ba-ba.
So, that was a good match.
It was, actually.
Then we've got the whole Brock Lesnar-Paul Heyman thing.
Brock Lesnar demanded that he get a match against Batista or Randy Orton that night. And didn't get it.
Nope.
So he destroys Goldust and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
And the Outlaws, learning their mistake from last year, got the hell out of there.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
I was like, oh, God, the New Age Outlaws are out there for this again? And like, they're gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They knew better. They're like, oh, wait a minute, he's coming out here again? Screw this, we're gone. Bye.
Yeah, fuck this shit, that hurts.
It's like the Roadrunner scene. It's like, Roadrunner, meet me, pew, see ya.
Yeah, and then we had our next inductee in the WWE Hall of Fame announced.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. Jake the Snake Roberts won the Hall of Fame. I was real happy to see this.
I would have to agree. He didn't win very many titles at all.
He didn't win any titles that I know of in the WWE.
Maybe an Intercontinental title?
I don't even think he won an Intercontinental title.
Okay, but he's still iconic, so I'm glad he's going in.
I mean, Coco Lee wears in the Hall of Fame, for God's sake.
Well, High Energy won tag titles.
Did they?
Yeah, High Energy won. Him and Owen Hart won at least 8 tag rounds. They had a tag ring.
All right. So. I'll take your word for it. I'm going to look it up later. But.
Okay. I mean, come on. You invent a pretty dangerous move, you're going to get in sooner or later.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else happened on Raw? I'm trying to think if there's anything other than the main event, obviously.
No,
that was pretty much it. And then the main event was John Cena, Sheamus, Daniel Bryan against the Shield.
Fantastic match, man.
It was a great match.
It was.
The spear that he Reigns hit on Sheamus was awesome.
Oh, my God.
And then the spear that he hit on John Cena made it look bad.
Yeah.
But I also want to point out, when John Cena locked in the STF on Reigns, and Reigns was powering out of it, that was awesome.
Who's done that? Who, and if any wrestler you've seen lock in the STF, how many people have you seen power out of it?
John Cena at the Rumble.
Yeah, but John Cena's STF, how many people have you seen power out of his?
Not many, if any.
And you see how he locks his. He locks his hands.
Yeah.
When he does it. So he has a heck of a grip when it comes to that.
It was a
break that grip.
It was a, man, it was a really, really good match. A lot of back and forth action. We really didn't see what I thought we would see from the Shield. I expected to see them turn on each other.
Well, actually, I'll get to that in a second.
That's fine. But
how the Wyatt family.
Yeah, how'd the match end, Adrian?
Well, the Wyatt family comes out as Reigns is powering out of the STF, and they proceed to start to beat down the faces.
Oh, so that means disqualification win by the Shield.
No.
Or by the face team.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
And the Shield are screwed out of the Elimination Chamber.
Yes, they
by
are.
By the Wyatt family.
Good job, Wyatts.
So they're not happy.
So now, we now know that four of the guys in the Elimination Chamber are Randy Orton, John Cena, Daniel Bryan, and Sheamus.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to Cliff Notes version of SmackDown here. We had two. Okay. The other two qualifying matches were on SmackDown for the Elimination Chamber.
Yes. The big one.
We had Antonio Cesaro versus Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
Dolph loses to Cesaro.
Not really sure where this one's going.
Well, I think I do know where it's going, because it's going to be a little more obvious when you hear the second result.
Okay.
Jack Swagger loses to Christian.
Ah.
So Cesaro picks up the win for his on for the Real Americans and gets in the chamber, and Swagger runs on the losing end of Christian.
You know, I don't think Christian's actually going into the chamber.
You may be right.
I think somehow he's going to get, quote-unquote, injured again. I think it was that year, like, Kofi got in the chamber and then Edge beat the shit out of him and took a spot.
Yeah. You know who I think should do it? You're not going to agree with me. I know you're not.
Who?
Brock.
Oh, God.
No.
No.
Because I got a feeling it's going to be him.
Hold on.
Batista.
That makes me want to vomit.
Dude, but if Lesnar gets in that and goes on, dude, I want to see it.
I don't want to. Not for a title.
No.
Well, if I have to see a title, I care more about Brock Lesnar versus Batista for the title than I do about Randy Orton versus Batista for the title.
Well, I have.
I love those two matches, Jason.
Which one do you want to see?
Neither, because I've got my idea.
Brock Lesnar title match with the two youngest champions in company history?
Yeah, screw it. I've got my own match that I think.
Okay, so what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think we will see Randy Orton versus Batista at WrestleMania. However, they will be joined by Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
I think we're going to have a triple threat match at WrestleMania.
So you think Bryan's going to win the title and Orton's going to get his rematch at WrestleMania in a triple threat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be.
Why not?
I can see that happening just as legitimately.
Yeah. But, so yeah. And then also, do we want to talk about the other big thing they have on SmackDown now, or do we want to wait a little bit later?
Well, which other thing? Are we talking about the Shield?
No.
What are you talking about? Oh, you're talking about the heel turn?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There was a heel turn?
There was, but I want to talk about the Shield for a second.
Okay.
First off, this segment, one thing that was great is if you look in the crowd, when the Triple H comes out to the Shield, there's like four guys that hold up a giant sign of a shovel.
Nice.
Oh, I saw that. I was watching that.
There's a good picture of it on the FCW Facebook page, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll get a link of it. I'll do that in a second.
Okay.
Triple H burying people.
Yeah. But he comes out and tells the Wyatt family on SmackDown to let it go. Don't try to seek revenge on the Wyatt family. Just let it go.
Uh-huh, because that's going to work well.
Yeah,
Roman Reigns tells him, we ain't asking. We're telling you. Triple H goes, all right, fine. You guys got it, but you were warned.
Hmm.
The match we wanted to see for a while now.
That's at, it's going
to
happen.
I'm going to get to see.
It's going
to
happen in an Elimination Chamber, so I'm okay with that.
You know what I'd like to see, too? I mean, I know they're not going to do this, but just because I think it'd be an interesting concept if they do it, if they could figure it out. Put them in the chamber.
Hmm. I think I would like to see that, however. I agree. I don't think so. So.
If they could figure a way to do it.
You looking for that picture still?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. anyway, so, and then do we want to talk about it or do we want to wait?
No, go ahead.
Okay. And then on SmackDown, we had a heel turn.
And what is that heel turn? Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will probably be one of the last times you'll hear this one.
Yes, it will be.
Unless Darren Young continues.
Unless Darren uses it.
Yeah. Yeah. Primetime players.
Using it,
Primetime Players lost on SmackDown. Who'd they fight? I don't remember.
Crybaxel.
Oh, okay. They fought Crybaxel and lost.
Yeah.
And Titus O'Neil beat the shit out of Darren Young.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Darren Young cut his pro off, too, over the weekend.
Huh.
So.
Well, there was one more thing from SmackDown, too, that I don't know if you guys have seen it. The promo for on the app that Dolph Ziggler did.
No.
That actually was really good, too.
I didn't see
it. Yeah, it was. I wish that would have been something, like I've seen a lot of people say that would have been something perfect for Raw, but they wasted it on SmackDown, and probably nobody's going to care about it come Monday.
Probably not.
And it's ridiculous because it was one of the best speaking promos he's done in a while.
It was a great promo from Ziggler, yeah. I mean, it was like one of those promos that's like half like shoot, half like work. That's,
yeah.
It was really good. But
even if it was a word, you could tell he meant every word of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was... I really wish that they would do more with him. I mean, he's one of the most underutilized people on the roster right now.
Yeah, especially after the year that he had last year, and then to have him not do anything now, really, is kind of a shame. So,
reports where he talked a little bit about, you know, Cena and Orton getting all the top spots and nothing for the guys who actually bust their ass, like him, Dolph, like him, Brian, Punk, the Primetime Players, you know, people like that who were busting in, night out compared to the guys and even the part-timers. Because it was shortly after that, he lost the title.
Yeah, go figure. All right. So we're going to move on.
Okay.
Which one's up next? Oh, yeah. Everyone's favorite segment. What stinks? Who wants to go first?
I will.
Okay.
Mine's going to be... This is pretty obvious here for me. Breaking up the Primetime Players.
Yeah.
I love this team. I wish they'd done more with them. It said... Break up Titus gets the heel turn. I don't know. I'm just kind of bummed about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty poopy, to say the least. So. All right, Heath.
My what stinks is the continuation of Divas versus Divas, the way they are doing it.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sorry. It's like, okay, you're just kind of beating a dead horse here.
Yeah.
You know.
Dead,
real
decrepit, buried, and rotting corpse.
Exactly. I mean, come on. How many more times are we going to have to see the real Divas versus the total Divas? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I am getting pretty sick of it. So.
Who isn't?
I mean, singles Divas, that'd be fine, but this is too much as far as, okay,
four more on four, five on two. Five, six on six. Who cares?
Yeah. Alright. Richard, you're up.
Mine is the total lack of disrespect that the announcers show to Roman Reigns this week.
Alright.
I mean, he broke the record for most eliminations, was one of the last two guys in the Rumble, had the performance of the night, and how long did they talk about that this week?
I don't
2 minutes on SmackDown. I mean, The Shield talked about it more than the announcers did.
Yeah.
It didn't get a mention on Raw?
Apparently not.
Didn't get a mention. Chris Benoit got a mention on Raw.
What?
Wait, what?
I missed that. When did that happen?
I got it recorded. I was going to watch it tonight, but then I got hooked in the Super Bowl. Somebody pointed that out to me, and it was in the second hour.
Okay.
Must have missed it. I know.
I did, too, because I was watching, and I missed it, and I saw a friend of mine post something about the name that shall not be mentioned, and, you know, I expanded the comments, and somebody said Chris Benoit's name was mentioned. I'm like, huh?
Well, it's going to be almost impossible for him to have a network and not mention Chris Benoit, so.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me a whole lot. All right, let's see. if I have to pick one, well, we haven't really talked about mine yet. I'm going to defer.
Just imagine what yours is.
I'm going to defer.
You're going to defer?
I'm going to defer for a later segment.
All right. I know what yours is going to be. So yeah. I know what it is.
That is your whole segment.
Yeah, I'm going to defer. So it's okay. All right.
All right. Take a look at the chat here. Let's see. What stinks from the chat? Any?
Yeah, I see hooks there, dog.
I see a couple. And, yeah, we're deferring all those comments for later. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So with that being said, we're going to move on.
Can you dig it, sucker? Sucker.
All right. Time for Can You Dig It? I'm going to go first here because I've already said mine.
Okay. Well, I said I technically already said mine too.
Okay.
So,
just to reiterate, Can You Dig It? At Elimination Chamber, Daniel Bryan wins the world title, walks out the chamber as champion. Randy Orton demands his rematch. Hold on. Here's where the kick is.
Okay.
He's going to demand his rematch next Monday, or that Monday night on Raw. Triple H is going to be like, nope, not doing it. You're going to get it at WrestleMania, and you're going to have to fight Batista, Andy, and Bryan, and he's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
So, WrestleMania is our three-way match. There you go.
I can kind of dig yours, or I would be okay with yours, too. I would actually like yours to happen more than I would like mine to happen. I just think that mine would be cool to see it happen.
I don't want to see Brock Lesnar as a world champion. I'm tired of having
I don't want to see Brock, period.
I'm tired of seeing these guys come in and get the title for WrestleMania season.
Hang on. Brock Lesnar as your champion, we get Paul Heyman championship promos all the way to WrestleMania.
God, no.
It's
no.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. We got The Rock version 2.0 again.
This is not the same thing.
Oh.
3.0.
How is this not the same thing?
It's not the same thing.
I'm going to go lead the WWF for a while, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get all these big matches.
But he's still not, like, he isn't leaving again, though, to go somewhere else right now. He's with the company.
Yeah.
He just hasn't worked very many dates.
Until the end of WrestleMania, and then he's going to be gone for 6 more months, and then he's going to decide to come back.
You don't know that. He worked for after WrestleMania last year for another month or two, and then took a month off, and then came back going into SummerSlam.
I don't want to see anything have to deal with Brock Lesnar. I'm getting tired of all these guys that they bring in every year.
Yeah.
I get that. Undertaker, he's exempt from my bitching because he's the goddamn
Undertaker.
And you can't
even complain about Batista. Batista's under 2-year contract.
Similar to Brock Lesnar's, where he's going to come in, he's going to do his thing, and he's going to go away.
But he's under a 2-year contract to work TV day, at least TV day. He'll be there for almost all TV. He's going to take a couple months off to do the promotion for his big summer movie this summer. But then he's going to be back again, and he's there for 2 years.
It's just as bad.
It's not the same thing.
Whatever. Heath.
Heath, is it the same thing?
No.
God.
Yes, Montana, man, this argument does sound familiar. Me and Adrian have had it multiple times about The Rock.
It's not the same argument. The Rock is different, and I will give you that The Rock is a different situation because it was only to work from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania with limited dates. But Lesnar and Batista have multi-year contracts with the WWE. That's not the same thing.
We're going to disappear for years at a time, and we're going to come back.
You know who disappeared for years at a time? The New Age Outlaws. They're back in tag team champions. You don't bitch about them.
No, because Road Dogg has been working backstage and doing shit backstage. And
Billy Gunn has been doing independent shows and staying in shape. Same with the Road Dogg.
Yeah, so suck it. In the immortal words of Billy Gunn.
Christian went to TNA.
Actually,
but he didn't complain, he came back.
Billy Gunn seems to be, forget the line.
Brock Lesnar left to do MMA and came back.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, and why?
But so how was that different than Christian leaving to go to TNA and then come back?
Because Christian went to a wrestling company?
Christian still wrestled.
You can't say that they're not at least similar. Mm-hmm. They're similar industries.
UFC scripted, WWE's not.
Oh, where's the UFC ever scripted?
I don't know what's worse, your comment or Richard agreeing with you.
Oh, God. I can't believe I was able to get that out.
It's more, actually, I should have said it's more scripted.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so.
Oh, Heath, you're up.
Heath, hang on. Heath didn't take a side.
Yeah, take a side. Who are you going to go with? The guy that rips on you more than I do during the show because he has to get it all out in our...
I still don't rip on him more than you do during the show.
That is very true.
Or but the TWR Network Personality of the Year.
Yeah, that's going to win you brownie points.
It should.
It doesn't.
As far as which of the two scenarios I would...
Hold on, no, we're asking about the scenarios.
Okay.
What we're asking about is Brock Lesnar winning the title and going to WrestleMania the champion the same as The Rock winning the title and going to WrestleMania the champion?
Yes and no.
Oh, God damn it.
How?
You can't do a push.
It can't be both.
Which one? Yeah, I mean, it has to be, you either agree with Adrian, no, it's not the same, or you have to agree with me, yes, it is the same.
I'm teetering more towards it is the same.
Thank
in
you.
Regards to that.
You can just stop there. Go with your can you dig it. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Shit. What is my can I dig it?
No. What, no we're finished. Keep going, keep going with your thought process.
Oh, as far as like which scenario?
Because one of them still has a contract to work dates after WrestleMania, but one of them didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't matter. You already agreed with me. Can't, no take backs.
But as far as, I mean, between the two scenarios, it's like I would definitely prefer more so as far as Jason's scenario rather than...
No, you're not... Well. Does he fucking listen? Do you have your headphones turned on?
Dear God, you're as bad as Richard. Yes.
Okay, let's go nice and slow. We asked you...
I'm tired.
Is The Rock winning, or Brock Lesnar going to WrestleMania with the title the same as The Rock going with the title? You said yes, and then you started to go give your thought process.
Continue. Why do you think it's the same?
With that thought process of why you think it's the same.
Oh, because, I mean, it's... God, how do I even word this? I mean, it's somebody that only comes back for so long, and we don't see them enough to really have them be a major presence in the WWE.
Thank you. I like that. It's no...
Especially a guy who has zero mic skills.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have mic skills. You know what? He has the best mic man in the business.
You know what? Here's all the guys you can lump into this where it's bullshit. Brock Lesnar, The Rock. I'll even throw Batista in there at this point in time.
Triple H,
Undertaker, Jericho.
Okay.
And Jericho's barely in this group. Okay? But these guys are what we've talked about before is your WrestleMania legends. The guys that come back just for WrestleMania. They're not there 300 days a year wrestling and, you know, for 5,000 fans, 10,000 fans at a house show.
They don't have to be.
That's no different. You know what? I would have more respect for... well, no, Zach Ritter.
At least Brock Lesnar's been on TV every week for the last, like, month.
That's not a good thing.
He tried to have a match Monday night. They didn't give it to him.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Those guys are all the same. They're not there busting their ass every night. They're not out on the road every night. You know, the primetime players are there. Sheamus is going to be out there busting his ass every night. Cena's going to be out there 300 nights a year. Those are the guys that need to have the titles. Those are the guys that need to push. Those are the guys that, hey, if you're the champ going to WrestleMania, that's fine.
Okay, I
hate the John Cena character. I'm not saying, you know, that. However, I have more respect for John Cena than I do those five guys.
Okay, well then, here, let me this. You're good. I'm going to catch on this here.
Okay.
Shawn Michaels, 2007.
What about?
Should he have won the title from John Cena?
I'm trying to think of Shawn Michaels 2007.
That was whenever he had the match. I think it's 2007 when he had the match against WrestleMania or at WrestleMania with Cena, because Cena was champion, and then Shawn Michaels, like, we thought Shawn Michaels might win the title.
Yeah, but Michaels was back.
Because Shawn Michaels,
I don't know what you're talking about. But
Shawn Michaels came back and stayed back until.
Shawn Michaels didn't work all those days. He was only there for TV tapings and didn't work live events. It's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
No, absolutely not.
Brock Lesnar's working TV tapings, and that's it. But that's the same thing.
He's no, because then they didn't do this shit every damn year. Now they're bringing more guys in to get the big payoffs, to get all that. Totally different. The WWE is completely different now than it was 7 years ago. Because they're dropping
the ball. So you're holding people to a different standard now because the business has changed.
Exactly.
but
it's no different. Okay, listen. Listen. We're going to throw a baseball. We're going to compare it to baseball. Okay? The steroid era, 99-ish, 90, the late 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. Things were different back then. They didn't have rules. They didn't have regulations, so guys could take stuff and get away with it. Now, baseball's changed. The same stuff they could do back then, even 7 years ago, you can't do now. So that's the same damn thing.
So because Shawn Michaels had the deal worked out beforehand, it was okay because he was the only one that had it. Now that more people have it, it's not okay?
Exactly.
That doesn't make any
sense. Yes, it does. Mark McGwire was taking stuff that was legal back then.
Hold on.
But you can't do now.
So you're basically, your argument here is, and this is your argument in whole, is that one person doing it is okay, five people doing it isn't.
No, because business has changed.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. Because WWE has done us a disservice as fans by not building more guys and keeping shit current.
That's a different argument.
It's lumped into the same damn thing. Because
it is a different argument.
If they did a better job at what they should be doing with their developmental talent and all that, they wouldn't have to go to your Brock Lesnar's and your Batistas. They shouldn't have to do that. They dropped the ball, and they're making
it. I'm not arguing your point on that. My point is that just because that's the way things are doesn't mean you should hold it against them for getting paid the way that they are now.
Oh, goddamn right I am.
No, but you shouldn't.
You know what? I'm also holding it against all the marks out there. They're like, oh, my God, Batista's back. Oh, my God, Brock Lesnar's back. No. No. If we didn't have all those idiots out there doing that kind of stuff, this wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
But it's all the marks out there.
Because they're popular with more people than you.
The Royal Rumble was proof enough.
We don't need these guys to come back.
Win.
We don't need them. If they're going to come back, they can have a decent match spot on the WrestleMania card. But for these guys to come in and right off the bat get the main events at WrestleMania, that's where I have the problem. Mm-hmm. Batista hasn't done shit in the company in the last, what? Four and a half years, something like that. He automatically
that
comes
I'm
back.
Not, I'm not arguing that point with you.
And if he wins the title, then it's horse shit.
My
because he's not there busting his ass. He hasn't done shit in the last... I can understand if he left because... I know this is a hairy topic. Shawn Michaels hurting his back in 97 or whatever the hell it was. 98.
You mean getting OD'd on drugs and like all kinds of fucked up?
I'm going to give Shawn Michaels benefit of the doubt and say he was hurt for a while and he was gone for several years because he was hurt. I'm going to give you that one. If Batista was gone because he legitimately was hurt and then comes back and then gets the push, I'm okay with that. But he left the company on his terms because he didn't like what was going on. So he left, waited for his prime time to come back, he's like, you know what? You know what?
Jason, gave me the greatest segue ever into
Paul,
this right now.
Shut up. Hunter, will you answer my call? I'd like to come back now because I think you can pay me a whole lot to not do a whole lot. Triple H... Ah, you're right. Let's go ahead and let's sign you to that contract, buddy. While you're at it, get to sucking.
Then I give you CM Punk walks out on wrestling because he doesn't get his way.
We're getting into this.
Hold on. You just gave me the greatest segue ever.
We're not even done with our first segment.
We're not there yet.
We're not done with this segment.
Because if you're arguing that he walked away because he didn't like what was going on, then that means you cannot be happy that CM Punk comes back from walking away because he walked away because he didn't like what was going on.
Next time on the Jerry Springer Show.
Night and day. We're going to get into this. Because I know your stance on it, and your stance is wrong.
But by your argument that you just made about Brock Lesnar and Batista walked away because they didn't like what was going on.
Hold on.
They walked away, and legitimately from their contracts that were expiring, and weren't signing their contract anymore, not with 6 months left, and come back years later. That's okay. That's not okay, but...
We're
seeing Punk walk away from the business. He comes back
20 minutes later. Do you have a can you dig it?
Oh my God. All I just want to do is I want to chant Jerry.
Jerry.
Jason. There you go.
Can you dig it? We're going to have fun with this segment.
All right. Just kind of a quick can you dig it here. Probably by the next pay-per-view.
Elimination Chamber. 2-3 weeks from tonight.
We will see the breakup of the Real Americans. Cesaro getting the push. Jack Swagger not.
Alright, I can dig that. I think it's run its course. However, however, here's what I'm going to miss. If they break up and Zeb's not around, I'm going to miss the Zeb.
Zeb's going to stay with one or the other.
He's got to stay with Swagger.
Yeah, Zeb's going to stay around. I mean, he's actually done really good with his Psychrom.
Wasn't the story was he was like Swagger's uncle?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Adrian.
I already have my candy.
Oh, that's right. All right, Dick, you're up.
Okay. And mine's all actually precedent on if Punk leaves. If he stays, this is all for nothing. Okay.
Well, that's why it's a Kenny Dig, because you're just Kenny Dig the thought.
Yeah.
I can dig. Okay. Did anybody watch Ring of Honor this week?
No.
Oh, you missed it. Okay.
I can't get over the video quality.
I just forgot it was on.
It was a great match. Mike Bennett comes out and says, oh, I'm going to use this whole totally new finisher. No one's ever done this before. And this is a two-parter, by the way. So he comes out, wrestles the match, really good match. I can't stand the guy, but he's a good wrestler. Pulls out the Anaconda Vice.
Nice.
And Steve Corino can't stand the dick. Marks out, like, what is that? I've never seen that before. You've got to find out what that is. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my god, you just want, it's the point where you want to reach through the TV, grab him, slam him face first on the table.
Okay.
Punk returns to his stomping tent, Ring of Honor. Proceeds to put Mike Bennett in his place for stealing yet another move.
I'm going to go ahead and say I can't dig it because Punk's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I can't see Punk going back to wrestling independent shows. I think if Punk walks away from wrestling, from WWE, he's walking away from everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be for good. Because, I mean, let's face it, the WWE is about the biggest money you're going to get in wrestling world.
I think legitimately, if Punk stays gone, I think he's going to go back to Chicago. He's going to open up a comic book shop, and it's going to be Best in the World Comics or some shit like that.
Something like that, yeah. Montana Man's Can You Dig It is my triple threat match idea. Hooks, Macho Man gets inducted in the Hall of Fame this year.
I would love to dig it, but I can't.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to put Macho Man and Warrior in the same year.
No, God, no. This will be like the dysfunctional family one. We're going to move on, guys. We're still not there yet. We're not there yet.
Okay.
We got to get other stuff out of the way because that's probably going to be what's going to take up the most time.
Okay.
So we got two things we can go to next.
Okay.
We can go to Jizz Jams.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Which means I'm turning the monitor.
You know what that sound means? That sound means it's time for America's favorite game show. That's right. It's not Jeopardy. It's not The Price is Right. It's not Let's Make a Deal. It's America's new favorite game, Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams.
Here's how this game works. We're going to play three themes for the Jizz Bopper. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a shit-free show.
Yep.
You're not getting this week.
That was fun.
Unless I really pull one out of my ass on this one.
I don't think you're getting this week. So.
Because at least you guys gave me a little bit of a heads up that
it is not
WWE.
Normally teams. How this works is he has one lifeline to use between all three. Now, we told him when we started this game that if it was a WCW theme, we would tell him up front it's a WCW theme. These are all three WCW themes because they are brought to us by
the Rodfather
and the Sushi Edition of the Hour Bomb. So they're all three WCW themes, so you get a total of three lifelines, one per theme.
Okay.
Okay?
Probably still won't help you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
he never uses lifelines anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
You ready for your first one?
Let's go for it.
Okay.
Feel free to play along in the chat.
Yeah.
I'll give these to you for free. It's not the Nitro Girl.
Chet's got it.
Got it.
Oh, that was a total blast.
Well, that was a good guess.
Yeah.
I almost don't want to stop it just because it's going to be that difficult. And it seems like it changes about every 6 seconds and gives a little bit more emphasis to it.
Thank you, Peter.
All right. And your time starts now.
Good God. Why do I not recognize that one?
I would have been more shocked if you would have recognized that one.
Well, is it a male wrestler?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There's your question.
Yeah.
Man, it's cold down here.
Yeah, why do you think I'm wearing a jacket?
And anything? Yeah. We need a guess.
I don't know. I really don't.
The correct answer was Glacier.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about him.
You ready for team number two?
Wasn't he the one that was kind of like the whole Sub-Zero?
Yeah. They had it snowing when he came out.
Yeah.
It was dumb. All right, you ready?
All right. Here's stuff for the second one.
Number two. And no, it's not Running with the Devil.
Damn, I wish it was. But I do recognize the intro.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Richard has it again.
Yep.
Shit. Were they also on the WWF?
Yes.
/ WWE.
And your time starts now.
You know what? I'll even give this one to you if you can guess any gimmick this guy had.
Ugh.
I'll get it. It'll be one.
No. Okay. All right.
Who is Test?
Oh!
Hold on. I'll give you one more shot. I don't think Test ever wrestled in WCW.
No, he didn't.
No.
Okay.
Need a guess.
Ah, shit. God, I know I'm going to kick myself once I hear it, because I know the gimmick. Or not the gimmick, but I know the intro.
The correct answer we're looking for is Wrath.
Wrath.
Who is also known as Adam Bomb.
Or we would have even taken Chronic.
Okay, Adam Bomb.
Or we also would have taken Chronic.
Yeah, I would have taken Chronic as an answer.
Yeah.
Brian Clark, Brian Adams.
He was Clark, right?
Yeah, Clark. Yeah.
Brian Adams was Crush.
At least, yeah. Well, think of it this way. At least I was guessing a guy that was of the same height / build.
Yeah.
You know, at least I was in the right area.
All right, and for shits and giggles.
All right, third one.
Richard's got it.
I knew the minute the second one was Wrath, I knew who the third one was going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It wasn't the Kiss Demon, and it wasn't Vampiro.
No.
Right, I'll give you a hint. This wrestler thought that there was... He always asked the crowd, who's better than
him? He always asked the crowd,
who better than... Insert my name.
Yeah.
Can I give a hint?
And usually the crowd said everybody.
Yeah. Go ahead and give him a hint.
His manager was James Mitchell.
That's true.
Yeah.
The manager's name is Mitchell?
It was James Mitchell.
It was James Mitchell.
Are you screwing with your microphone over there? Because stop it. Talking to you, Dick. You give up?
Yeah, I give up.
Correct answer would have been Mortis.
Mortis.
We would have actually taken Canyon.
Yeah.
Who's better than Canyon?
Everybody! So there you go.
Who's more alive than Canyon? Everybody!
Who's straighter than Canyon? Most people.
Everybody. God, that was a hard pill to swallow when I found out he was gay.
That was kind of like when I found out Neil Patrick Harris was gay. A little part of me died on the inside.
Who's straighter than Canyon? Not Neil Patrick Harris.
Not Darren Young. All right. So we've got... All right, Adrian. Here's what we can do. We neither... Move on to the big white elephant in the room.
Okay.
Which, that's probably going to finish us up.
Okay.
Or we can draft teams.
Draft teams.
All right, time to draft.
All right, I lost badly.
Yes.
The triple points plus having both the Rhodes Boys losing the titles in the Royal Rumble, that kind of did the nail in the coffin for me.
Yeah. We all agreed that, to keep me from scoring, that I won because I had a massive lead over you guys. So, and I picked Batista to win. I had Batista and he won the Rumble.
And he had Orton and he won the title and there was no one.
Orton, yeah. So... I won. And I just want to make one statement. I only made two moves the entire time.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we get the ghost of Pat Summerall on the show at some point, please?
Sure.
I'll try.
All right. Richard, we're going to trust you to give, like, round-by-round draft analysis here, okay?
Okay.
Because we're doing a, I think Winter Buys,
I'm taking first pick this
food
time.
For WrestleMania. I think that's what we're going with that. I think that's what we're doing this bet. I don't know. All right.
Should be picks go by reverse order like they do in the NFL.
Right. That's what we've been doing.
Well, we've been doing it where whoever comes in last place gets to pick the spot they draft in.
All right. Going first.
You know what? No, I'm going to go second.
Okay. Heath, you want to go first or third?
How about third?
All right. Well, I'll make my first pick easy. Daniel Bryan.
That was the only reason I wanted to go first, but why? I didn't want to have like five picks in between my first and second pick.
Why would I not pick Daniel Bryan first?
Who wouldn't pick him first?
All right. I'm going to pick... Jesus. Roman Reigns.
Damn it.
Sleeper pick. I got a feeling.
Heath.
All right.
Those of you in the chat can also give us hints, too. Give us suggestions.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go with Cesaro.
All right, you get another pick.
Let's see. Who do I want my second pick to be?
Montana Man says Sheamus, Christian, and Big E are all what people are throwing out there.
You know what? I'm going to go with Big E.
God damn it.
That's actually a pretty solid pick.
Yeah. So I don't see him dropping the title anytime soon.
Adrian.
I'm going to defer this pick and take two in a row next time.
Can't do that.
Why can't I?
Because that's not how we do it.
I'm giving you the chance to take this pick for your next pick, for your last pick. We'll trade this pick right now. Draft trade. Why not?
So I'm picking second, and then you're picking, and then I'm picking again.
No. You're going to pick.
Okay.
And then you're going to pick your next pick in this round.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take your first, and I'm going to take the next two in a row the next round.
Do you agree on that?
Hey, that's between you two.
Okay, fine.
All right, so I'm giving you two picks right now.
All right. Let me consult here with what I want to do. Because I'm not 100% sure where I'm going with this.
I know where I'm going with this, so...
I have a feeling I know where I'm going, but I need to check a few things here.
It's ballsy pick on my part, but I'm going to go with it.
Go... The Viper.
All right. And your next pick?
This is where things start getting hairy, because I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I know.
Christian or Sheamus are still proposed by the chat. Cesaro got taken by Heath in the first round.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at that, but he did take him.
Yeah. Man. God, I don't think the Rhodes boys are going to do it, and they lit it up last time.
Until the end, where they fucked me hard.
Yeah, you got fucked hard by him. God damn it. He got picked already.
There you go. Hook's got a good idea. He might.
Yeah,
I know.
You know what? I think I'll go... I almost want to pick him just on either one of you two assholes get him.
Who do you want to pick?
I almost want to pick Batista.
I can tell you that I'm not planning on taking him in my next two picks.
Okay, then I'm going to go with Sheamus.
All right. My next two picks are Jimmy and Jey Uso.
Going with the tag team.
Dude, they have been red hot lately, and I think they're the ones taking the titles from the Outlaws.
All right.
Yeah, that is a very good possibility.
All right, Heath, you're up.
Ah, shit.
Two in a row. Let's see, that's one, two, that's three for me. Yep. We're going five again this time.
All right. So let's see.
Montana Man says you should take Zack Ryder. Done. You got Zack Ryder.
No, I don't. Because if he kind of knows, he did dot, dot, dot. Just kidding.
Today, Junior.
Take your fear or die, Fandango.
Yeah!
Our pick for you at the Rumble.
Is Christian still out there?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Let's go with Christian.
All right, that's one pick.
All right, he'll get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, in that case, I would be dropping him medically. Who was one of my highest scoring people last time?
Last time on your team, you had Cena had you 55 points, Natty had you at 44, Mark Henry had you at 35, and Rey Mysterio had you at 19.
I wouldn't go Henry, he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, I know. We haven't seen Natty in a little while. If you notice that.
Now, if you're looking for women, your only real two options that you would mainly want to pick here. AJ Lee and then Naomi?
Naomi.
Or Cameron? Which one's Naomi, the one that wrestles all the time?
Yeah.
You pick one, and if we're wrong, we'll go back and fix it.
The Funkadactyl that's good. I think it's Naomi.
I think you're right.
But she got the ball. They didn't know that, I heard.
Yeah, shoot. Let's go with the... Is it the Big Blue Bella that's the good one?
So you're going to take Brie Bella?
Nikki Bella's
no,
Nikki
Bella.
Bella.
Oh, whatever.
Remember, Brie has the small boobs. B, the B cup.
Okay, I gotcha.
Nikki is like, nah, nah, nah.
So you're going to take Nikki Bella?
Sure, why not?
All right, he's
Nikki Bella.
You know, just because I can't see him being gone for more than a week, and I figure he's still going to be a pretty solid pick, John Cena.
Yeah.
All right, so my last back-to-back pick here. There's so many options I could go with here. Oh. Who else we got out there? Everyone's already been picked so far.
Batista hasn't been taken.
Yeah.
The Outlaws?
The New Age Outlaws, your current tag team champions. Tag team title match against the Road Boys tomorrow night.
You know... I'm going to do something I've never done.
Okay.
I think I'm picking a diva.
AJ Lee?
I am picking AJ.
All right. So you got one pick still.
Hey.
You think your last one.
So you think they might actually have her winning some now?
I don't know. I hope so. I don't feel great about this team. Alrighty, I can tell you that.
It'll be competitive this season.
Well, I thought it was going to be last quarter, and I blew them away. God damn.
Ooh,
that's a good one from the chat, too. Bray Wyatt.
Oh, hooks.
Yeah, but he gets himself disqualified too much.
That is true.
He finished at the end of when I stopped scoring, which was the week of Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
He netted you a whopping minus 12 points.
Yeah, that is true.
He gets disqualified way too much. You know what? Yeah, why not?
Batista?
Bray Wyatt.
Okay. Puts me in a tough spot here, Jason.
It does.
Do I leave Batista there for Heath? Or do I take the ballsy pick here on the thing that he's going to come back?
I don't know. I thought about it too, but I didn't pick him. If he doesn't come back, then you're stuck with him for a while.
I can make a drop in February.
Well, yeah, but Hook says Titus.
Thinks I should take Titus O'Neil. That's a good pick, too. I'm not going to lie.
And it's already February. So
I don't
know. Forget that.
Come on, Adrian.
I'm going to take Batista.
All right.
Wow. Mm.
Shit, I already...
Last pick, Heath.
You've got Seth. You've got Dean. You've got... Sam Clapo. You've got
CM Punk.
I don't even know if he's actually going to be
Titus O'Neil's there still.
Titus O'Neil.
Titus.
He just had a heel turn on SmackDown, so you know, maybe.
Big Show's out there. Del Rio's out there.
Del Rio.
The Rhodes Boys are out there.
Hell, Sin Cara.
You mean Hunico?
Yeah, Hunico.
going to mass. Hunikara.
Sandow's out there. Ray
Mysterio.
Mysterio.
Cody Rhodes. Goldust.
Xavier Woods.
Yeah, he's out there still.
R-Truth.
You know what? R-Truth.
Because that paid off Adrian last time. All right. So we are done. I've got, for my team, Daniel Bryan, Orton, Sheamus, AJ and Bray. Adrian's got Roman Reigns, the Usos, John Cena and Batista, and Heath has Big E Langston. High scoring guy last time. Big E Langston, Christian, Nikki Bella, R-Truth, and Antonio Cesaro.
I feel a lot better about my team this time than I did last time.
I don't. I don't like my team. Yes, and we know Hulk's El Torio's still out there. He can stay out there, too.
He can stay out there.
So, I got to ask you, Richard, draft analysis. Which team do you think is going to do the best?
Honestly, I'm going to say Heath.
What?
I got a feeling Cesaro is going to be the sleeper pick of your guys' season.
So you don't think you don't think that my team has a shot with the Usos and Roman Reigns?
Reigns, yes. Usos, I don't know. They've been on a hot streak, but they like to kill tag team hot streaks after a while. So it all depends. This depends on if they keep the Usos going.
We had 6 months left, and we got two topics that we really need to do still.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to admit defeat?
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen because there's no way we can blow
through. We're not even going to get through one of these topics in 6 minutes.
No.
So should I just automatically stop the timer anyway?
You know, hold on. Remember the week that we didn't have Heath here?
Yeah.
And remember my cool sound effect I have?
Yeah.
I was going to make him get it.
No, well, you didn't.
Yeah, I know. So I need to find it real quick. Heath, I got a better sound effect for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's much better. So, yes, we are going into overtime.
Because we got to look at our WrestleMania card.
We do have to look at our WrestleMania card again. All right. This is what I had.
Oh, hold on. You're going to turn my phone off silent.
He's having phone problems.
What I did...
Interesting.
That's a better one. Okay, so we're going into overtime because I'm just throwing in the towel.
Okay.
I'm kind of like the Denver Broncos that after they got safety. I'm just going to throw in the towel. We're done.
See you later. They gave them the safety. They threw in the towel. They were done.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's 2 points. We can't come back from that. All right. So I guess, yeah, that's still going to finish it. So we're going to go into this.
All right.
We are going to look at our WrestleMania predictions.
I figure we're going to make a lot of changes here.
So, I've got our original one that we did the night of WrestleMania.
Okay.
And I got the one we went back to in October.
Our revised one
that we did in October.
Okay.
And then we're going to probably do another one tonight. So.
Actually, there's one match I still want to keep from the one we did in October, for sure.
All right, so here's... We're not going to go over this, because this is just what we booked the night of WrestleMania.
Okay.
So, I'm just going to go over them just so everyone knows what they are. Here's what we picked.
Okay.
Primetime Players against the Shield. That obviously not going to happen.
No.
Randy Orton against Alberto Del Rio. Not going to happen.
No.
Big Show against Big E Langston. Figured that probably not going to happen.
No.
Antonio Cesaro against Cody Rhodes. We hadn't made up our mind back in October. Dolph Ziggler versus Santa versus Daniel Bryan versus Dean Ambrose for the World Heavyweight title.
Well, there's no World Heavyweight title anymore, so that's definitely gone.
And CM Punk against Wade Barrett for the WWE title.
Not going to happen.
And John, I don't know. And John Cena against The Undertaker. Probably not going to happen.
That probably not going to happen.
Okay, so now what we're going to dig into a little bit. This was our card from
October.
Undertaker against Brock Lesnar.
I want to keep it.
You think so?
Yeah.
There's still that chance.
Unless they give Lesnar the title.
If they give Lesnar the title, then I'm throwing it out, I guess. But I mean,
yeah.
But unless he, but I mean, if he doesn't, then why not keep it there? Yeah.
Yeah.
There has not been any word from Taker as to whether he's going to perform this year or not.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Because usually by now he's already
They usually are teasing already at this point, though. They haven't yet.
He'll be here.
Maybe they're waiting until after Chamber.
Let's see. We had a WWE Championship match.
Okay.
Booked between Daniel Bryan and CM Punk, as Bryan is our WWE champion. Probably not going to happen.
Nah.
No. I think we can scratch that one.
All right. We still kept primetime players against the Shield for the tag belts. Not going to happen.
Yeah, we scratched that.
Not going to happen now.
Unfortunately.
That had the best, probably one of the better options of happening up until this week. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one we had. Okay. Cody Rhodes against Damian Sandow for the World Heavyweight title.
Not going to happen.
That would have been a good match, but...
It would have been.
Of course,
Sandow had to lose out as far as his briefcase.
And the fact that they gave...
And the fact that there's no World Heavyweight title anymore.
Yeah. Okay, here's what we had. We had a three-way match booked here.
Okay.
Sheamus with Triple H in his corner.
Okay.
Versus Cena with Vince in his corner. Versus Orton with Stephanie in his corner.
Okay.
Probably not going to happen.
No.
No.
Nope.
The authority is too strong.
We had Ryback against Big Show.
No.
That could happen, but not likely.
I would actually rather see Big E than Big Show.
Yeah. We booked that one, the original one.
Yeah.
Let's see. We had Bray Wyatt against Cesaro for the U.S. title.
Not going to happen.
No.
Unfortunately, not going to happen. I don't know.
No, I really think it's going towards John Cena versus Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania.
And then we decided to bring back Money in the Bank for some reason.
Okay.
And we booked Dean Ambrose against Dolph Ziggler against Jack Swagger, Del Rio, RBD, R-Truth, The Miz, and Jericho, and Christian. Not going to happen.
Okay, yeah, we can scratch that.
Why the hell
do
we have
just
that?
Just wondering what they're going to do.
Because I think we just thought it might happen. This year. I don't know.
Okay. And then finally, AJ Lee against Caitlyn.
Well, that's not going to happen either.
That's not going to happen either. So, whoops.
Wow.
All right.
We did a better shot with our first card, I think, than we did with this one.
No, we have one match we actually wanted to keep with this card, though.
That is true.
We had one, two... Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so what's WrestleMania 30 looking like?
All right, so I think we're going to stick with Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Jason, let's tentatively book your triple threat match for our world title match.
I actually like that one. And you can hear the writing?
Typing.
Yep.
Are you typing
out? What else do we need?
Toppity top.
Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. Yeah, we can throw that one on.
Oh, yeah. You can pretty much throw that in there.
Yeah.
And somehow, I'm going to actually go out on a limb here. I'm going to say the Wyatt family cost Cena at the Chamber.
It's going to have to do something to keep that going.
You think we're going to get Cody versus Goldust at WrestleMania?
I think so. Yeah.
They're going to blame each other for losing the titles and...
All right. Intercontinental title still will not be defended at WrestleMania this year.
I think it will be.
Really? I think it will be.
Really?
That's why I'm saying Big E and Big Show.
You know what?
Big Show going for it again.
I think it'll be Big E versus Ryback.
No. I mean, they've been hitting at it, but I'd rather see Big E against somebody who actually knows what he's doing in the ring.
I could see it happening on the pre-show, though.
I think it's going to be Ryback. What do you think, more Big Show or Ryback?
Makes more sense for it to be Ryback.
I just can't see him turning Big Show heel. I don't know.
No.
Actually, you know what? Let me change gears on this.
What?
Big E versus Titus O'Neil.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I like that one better.
There you go.
That's a better one. Okay. Didn't they defend the Intercontinental title on the pre-show last year?
No, they
were going to, and it got bumped, didn't it?
No, it happened, because that's when The Miz won it, and then he lost to Wayfarer the next night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Because he had to go film his movie.
That's right. Okay.
And the heel change face thing all around Christmas time. I was like, well, huh?
Yeah. All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 matches booked.
All right.
Outlaws versus.
I want to book
the Usos.
We'll have Usos versus the New Age Outlaws for the tag team titles.
You think that's going to go that long?
Is there an echo in the room?
Well, actually, let's change that one up a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to make this a ladder match.
Okay.
It's going to be the Usos versus the Outlaws.
All right.
Versus the Real Americans.
The Real Americans aren't going to be around.
They're not going to be around.
No.
Okay. What's another tag team that's... Xavier Woods and R-Truth?
Yeah.
El Matadors?
Why not?
I would say Truth and Woods would be better than El Matador at this point.
Better than
who else are we thinking of, fellas? Who else could be a good tag team we could throw in
Mysterio
there?
Mysterio and Sin Cara?
Ew.
Sin Cara would get hurt the first time he touched the ladder. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess I can throw...
I'd say Xavier Woods and R-Truth.
Because all the tag teams they had are breaking them up. Tons of Funk gone. Cody Rhodes and Goldust will be gone. Primetime Players are gone.
I would be okay if it was Rhodes and Goldust in this match still, though. The Rhodes family, the Outlaws, and the Usos triple threat ladder match tag titles.
That'd be pretty good, too, but I'd rather see Cody versus Goldust. And with a heel, Goldust.
All right, that's six matches. Let's see.
Jack Swagger versus Cesaro.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm going to make this prediction here, though. Coulter in Swagger's corner, Hogan in Cesaro's corner.
Let me write that down.
Ooh.
Interesting. So he's going off of my Kenny Diggett in
WrestleMania
this
year, so.
There we go.
You know, but I can easily see that going the other way, though.
But I can see.
It could be either way.
Here's the thing I have with this is Hogan's probably going to be like the host like The Rock was. Because Hogan can't do anything physical.
Yeah.
So, we'll write it down. We'll pencil it in. You know what?
I can see Coulter, hitting Hogan in the back, though. Like, it's like a real, weak spot or something. And Hogan turning around and doing the finger point.
And then Coulter just running away?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, the easy one to go for here, still, even though he's not maybe with us right now, would be CM Punk against Triple H. However... Here's what I see different.
Okay.
Kane against Triple H. Because somewhere along the line, Kane screws up. And Triple H gets pissed off at him.
I can't see Triple H wrestling against Kane for at WrestleMania, though. I just can't see it.
Yeah, not exactly WrestleMania event material.
Yeah. It was a thought.
Maybe finally see Show versus... Triple H.
I think that ship is kind of sealed, too.
Yeah, I think that one's over.
You never know. They do like to rehash old things. I mean, come on, like Orton and Cena. The same thing from before.
Do we want to pencil it in?
Pencil in Punk versus Triple H still?
Yeah.
I think so, because unless they're going to have Bryan versus Triple H, which we're not wanting to, which we're not booking right now, but... That's the only match I can see Triple H wrestling at WrestleMania.
All right, now my
what
U.S.
about the Dead Man.
Oh, we already got.
Brock versus Undertaker.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking here.
Okay,
Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose,
Sandow.
Roman Reigns.
Oh man, I don't know. We need something for Roman Reigns. We have to have something with Roman Reigns.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to book that earlier. I'm sorry. I totally forgot this. The Shield and a triple threat match. The
Shield.
Title.
Okay.
Dolph Ziggler.
We didn't book that.
I thought I said that earlier. I'm sorry. So Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose for the U.S. title.
I'd make it a ladder match. Make it an ultimate type ladder match. Put in Dolph, who could sell anything against anybody.
I think they're really going to build up. I don't see anybody else being in this match just because they want it to also not just be for the U.S. title, but for who really is the best member of the Shield.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, so that gives us 9 matches.
You know who
that's
we could...
That's a pretty
full
WrestleMania.
We could actually add this to the tag team ladder match thing we were doing. Did we do the ladder match?
Oh, did we want to make it a ladder match?
Yeah. I want to add another team to that.
Okay.
Harper and Rowan.
Ooh. Yeah. Why not? I don't see them, WWE, breaking them up anytime soon.
All right. So here's our WrestleMania card. Brock Lesnar against The Undertaker. WWE title. Bryan versus Batista versus Orton.
Okay.
Bray Wyatt against John Cena. Goldust versus Cody Rhodes. Big E against Titus for the Intercontinental title. The Usos against the New Age Outlaws against Truth and Woods against Harper and Run in a tag team ladder match. Jack Swagger with Zeb against Cesaro with Hogan. Shield against Triple H. CM Punk against Triple H. And the Shield fighting each other for the U.S. title. In the books. Revisit this.
After Elimination Chamber.
No. Okay. All right, so we'll look at it about 3 weeks. We should have held off then, but whatever.
Say we do something special the night before. Well, no, we're already doing something the night before WrestleMania. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm cooking up something good.
I plan this roundtable thing. I actually will. I'm going to tentatively plan on being there for that.
Okay, maybe if I invite you.
Very funny.
All right, guys.
Whose music is this?
I don't know. Is that person even around anymore?
Oh, it's time, Adrian.
It's so hard to say goodbye. No.
I think the gloves are going to have to come off here, buddy. I think we're going to have... I think this is... Yeah.
Okay.
Just judging by our conversation.
Just know that you think that you earlier, the end of the show, that you said that Batista and Brock Lesnar were both wrong from walking out of their expired contract because they didn't like the direction that the company was going in at the time. Just know that you've already said that tonight. So, please, let me hear your argument on why it's okay for CM Punk to do the same goddamn thing except still be under contract.
Okay.
Again?
Here's the complete difference there, Adrian.
CM Punk's still under contract, so somehow that makes it okay?
Well, first off, he still has like 6 months left on his contract.
That's what I just said.
So, him walking away is no different than when Austin walked away. Austin was still under contract when he walked away, too.
And he still had a couple years left, I think.
Yeah. Two, CM Punk has more talent in his pinky toe than Brock Lesnar and Batista put together.
Talent has nothing to do with this argument.
So, okay, well, hold on. So, here's how this is going to happen, because Brock Lesnar and Batista go, hey, that's fine. Let him show up somewhere else. Not a big deal. He doesn't want CM Punk to show up on Thursday nights because he knows there's money with him and he's talented. And that's something that they lack is talent in the WWE.
But I don't think that he has to worry about that because I don't think Punk's going to go to TNA because it wouldn't be worth his time.
There's only one person that really knows what would happen there. And it's CM Punk.
That's true.
Would he really do it? Would he not? We don't know. He's the only one that knows.
They dropped the ball with the Wolves.
Okay.
So, the complete difference here. Brock Lesnar and Batista both walked out while they were main eventing shit. The night before Batista left, he just finished up a main event match with John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Which he lost.
Actually, you're right. Match too.
And kind of a stupid loss, too.
Well, still. So they were both main event superstars, and they were having main event matches.
Okay, but Batista walked out, and this is the reason Batista walked out, is they were going PG, and he didn't really want to be involved in the PG product the way that it was looking like it was going, so he goes, I'm just not going to resign my contract, and I'm walking away from wrestling to go focus on acting. And that's what he did.
He walked away to focus on the MMA because he's like, oh, well, Brock can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, that didn't work out so
that's
well.
That's a little different. He choosing not to resign your contract and going to another company sport thing is a little different than what The Rock and Brock are doing.
So,
or have done.
They both walked away while they remain inventing shit still. CM Punk has continuously been getting screwed over the last year. Oh, we got big things for you, Punk. Okay, what do you got for me? Oh, never mind, we're going to change. Hey, we got big things for you, Punk. Okay, yeah, let's do it. No, we changed our mind. Hey, we got something awesome for you at WrestleMania. Okay, what am I going to do? We're going to fight Triple H. Really? That's the best you can do for me? He has continuously gotten screwed over the last 13 months. You know it. Deep down, you know it. He's the best champion we've had in the modern era.
I'll disagree.
Who's better?
Who's better?
As a champion?
Yeah.
Let's back up. How far back are we going for the modern era?
I'm going to say...
Seven?
I'm going to say 02.
Then I'll not agree.
Okay, who was better?
I think JBL was a better heel champion.
I don't think he was.
I think he was.
Well, JBL is lacking something that CM Punk had. Yeah, Paul Heyman.
Skills?
And, yeah, skills.
But JBL, all right, I'll give you that JBL is not the technical wrestler that Punk is. But JBL was hella charismatic. He had the cabinet. JBL was a great heel world champion.
He had to have people help him keep the title.
Oh, really? And that's Punk didn't have that happen for him? I don't remember the Shield ever interfering in the CM Punk.
We had no proof that CM Punk had anything to do with that.
Whatever.
Compared to 1.5 months. I mean, come on. You cannot compare the two.
I can't. And didn't... let me think here. What there was a lot of questionable things that happened with Punk there towards the end. I mean, the last 4 months of his reign, the Shield basically saved him on every title offense.
Okay, still. I'm not even saying heel. I'm not even saying he was the best heel world champion. I just think he's been the best world champion we've had in the last 10 years.
Because he went and Punk, yeah, because Punk.
And he didn't need to fit any of the pay-per-views when he was champion. So, okay, so 434 days, that ended right around this time last year, so that's a year, about 24, 26 months that he didn't main event shows, when he was champion and when he wasn't champion, when he was champion, you still had John Cena main eventing all the shows. You had CM Punk on the second to last match, you didn't have him main eventing anything.
I don't think that that's true.
Okay, when did
he main event?
SummerSlam.
Draw match.
Okay, that's one match.
Night of Champions.
He may have been a Night of Champions.
That was it.
I'm not sure who he defended his title against at...
As his 434 days as champion, there's 13 pay-per-views in there, and we can think of two that he main evented. That's where the problem is.
I think he main evented against Ryback at Hell in a Cell.
I don't think he did.
No.
So,
that was 2012, right?
13, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here.
Let's see here. Last man, okay. CM Punk.
All right, there's one. And a, okay, let's look at this. Big Show defeated Sheamus for the World Heavyweight title, and that match length was 21 minutes.
Okay, CM to Punk, be fair, it was Ryback, all right? I mean,
well, still, we didn't hate Ryback back then as much as we do now.
Yeah.
So there's one. Keep going. Because you're not going to find
him. Like I said, the John Cena Night of Champions match where it was a double pin.
Look, not even main event there.
Okay, you're correct.
SummerSlam 2012 was Brock Lesnar and Triple H. You know there's a pay-per-view crown over here where you can just click and go back and forth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Night of Champions.
Night of Champions. So, we're up to one still. There's two. And that ended in a draw.
Okay.
And which John Cena was your was still in the main event.
All right. Money in the Bank, 2012. Let's see here. John Cena.
Not in there. Fourth match on the card. Fourth match out of seven. At Money in the Bank. Yeah, he fought. Punk beat Daniel Bryan. And then after that, you had Ryback beating Kurt Hawkins and Tyler Rex. And then you had a Divas match. And then you had the Money in the Bank ladder match.
No, I'm talking. Oh, what about the Triple Threat match? Triple Threat ladder match.
Huh? You're on crack. What the hell are you talking about?
Punk, Miz, Del Rio.
I don't even know what pay per view that was.
Took off the second ring rope. While he was handcuffed to it.
Wait, go down, Adrian.
That was you had the main event this one either.
Yeah. Okay. So we're still at what, two?
Two.
Yeah. Okay. Wasn't in the main event there.
That I could have sworn because he took the ring ropes off and that was like at the end of
we're
it.
We're at Over the Limit 2012 and he still didn't main event. Nope. Now you're going. Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
Extreme Rules 2012.
This was John Cena versus Lesnar. I remember that.
Yep. CM Punk defeated Chris Jericho in a Chicago street fight. Not the main event.
Yeah.
Not even close to the main event. WrestleMania. Oh yeah, that was once in a lifetime.
You mean twice?
No, this was the first time.
This is the first time. Okay.
Yeah. Do you see the problem I have with this, Adrian?
I see.
Continuously getting screwed, and they're still going to screw me even more. Hey, we need you to drop the belt so The Rock can have it, and then, oh, we'll make it up to you. Yeah, no. He has a legitimate shot of winning the Royal Rumble, and then, oh, we're going to have Kane eliminate you. Because that makes sense.
Kane.
Yeah, not Corporate Kane.
The wrestler.
Corporate Kane's going to eliminate you after he's already been eliminated, and it's going to hold, too.
All right,
Survivor Series, 2012.
CM Punk defeated Ryback and John Cena in a triple threat match. So, I mean, that's three.
Okay, that's three.
Tables, ladders, and chairs. Let's see here. Dolph Ziggler defeated John Cena in the...
Huh? They can't be right.
That wasn't the main event.
For the World Heavyweight Championship.
Money in the Bank match. They...
Was he down on the fucking card?
Yeah, I'm not seeing him.
I don't see it on here.
Wow, he wasn't even on the pay-per-view.
Okay. Oh, he was hurt.
Yeah, he was injured.
That's right. He was hurt. Okay. All right.
And then, of course,
Royal Rumble's when he...
Main evented.
Okay.
But lost. So, four of the 13 months he main evented.
Yeah. There's your other problem. Let's go look. Okay.
Actually, I think he actually made a vent in the Elimination Chamber, too, but I don't... The
So, we can go back. Scroll down, Adrian.
All right, Royal Rumble 2012.
Okay, that works, too.
No, I don't really think Royal Rumble would count, because usually the main event's the Royal Rumble match.
It wasn't when CM Punk lost the title.
John Cena defeated Kane in an ambulance match.
Yeah, no, that was actually the first match on the card at Elimination Chamber. With CM Punk defeating The Miz, Jericho, Kofi, Dolph Ziggler, and R-Truth. So, now, we could go back and go over those same pay-per-views, and let's add up the times that John Cena main evented, not as champion.
Just main evented in general.
About the same number.
As not champion. That's the problem I have. He has every right to walk out at this point in time because they're continuously promising him shit and taking it away. They're not giving him
Jason,
the respect he's due.
How do you know they promised him stuff?
Same reason you have to suspect they didn't promise him a damn thing.
Well, I'm not saying they did or didn't, but I'm not making the argument that they didn't promise him, but how do you know they did? You can't make the argument
that
they did.
I'm not sources. Well, I read stuff on PW.
Is your source is Michael Cole?
No, I read stuff on PW.
You have the Michael Cole sources?
I do have Michael Cole sources.
Well, then, A, anything that you say from this point, I can't take worth the time that I'm in shape.
I didn't say it was Michael Cole. I said I have Michael Cole-like sources.
Yeah, and which basically means that I can't take anything you say from this point forward as anything relevant because he's shit.
Honestly.
I was...
Because NoDQ.com doesn't rely on the hack known as Dave Metzler. Like Insider does.
So... No, I mean, I read from more reputable websites rather than Lords of Pain, but...
Oh, God.
Lords of Pain isn't the best website out there.
Look, I'm not saying... I'm okay if he's just burnt out and just doesn't want to deal with the shit anymore and he's walking away. I'm fine with that. And I'm fine if he decides he wants to come back. I don't even have a problem with
it. And that's
my problem...
And hold on. And that's another thing. He's suffering from the burnout. He's hurting. When you're the workhorse and you wrestle 300 days a year as the workhorse of the company, you're going to get hurt. The problem is they'll work him hurt. They won't. Cena's got a little bump on his eye. He needs to take some time off. CM Punk, man, my ribs are
kind of
busted.
Oh, that is such bullshit.
My ribs are kind of busted up.
You
can go out there.
Fucking bullshit.
Hey, Punk,
anything you say at this point is fucking invalid.
Why?
Cena returns from a broken arm like a month later. He's like, I'm fine. I can wrestle again. He consistently comes back sooner than he's supposed to from injuries.
Do you ever think it's because they feed us the wrong information so that way when John Cena does come back, we're like, oh, holy shit, he's back sooner than he should
be. Okay, so they're not feeding you the wrong information about why Punk left?
Super Cena.
That's my point here, Jason. How can you take some things on the internet seriously and the other stuff not when you don't fucking know?
No one knows. But however,
if you blindly speculate like you're doing right now is ridiculous.
Here's the thing. When John Cena went out with that big fucking like tennis ball, softball thing on his elbow?
Yeah.
They even said, oh, he's going to be out 6 months or blah, 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 blah. They didn't say once they went in and saw that shit was completely different than what they thought, oh, he's going to be back in 2 months. They never told us that. So, they went on to make us think he's going to be out to WrestleMania or Royal Rumble. That way when they're like, oh, you're going to fight El Rio, you're going to fight Cena at whatever fucking pay-per-view it was because I like, can't remember right now. We're all like, oh, my God, he's coming back that soon. Holy shit. You know,
and that wasn't even as bad. Yeah, because it wasn't as bad as they thought it was. It was, I mean, a small tear right near the elbow, and that's how it pulled up like it did.
So, You see where I'm going with this?
I don't really see
it. They always make it seem like Cena's going to be out a hell of a lot longer than he is. That way it looks like he's fucking Super Cena. So, yeah. CM Punk. Man, my ribs are kind of busted up. Can you still go out and wrestle? Yeah, I'll wrestle. John Cena. Man, I stubbed my toe this morning. I think
I
need the night off.
That is not the fucking case at all, and you know it.
You know Orton would do that.
But,
oh, I stubbed my toe. I can't wrestle.
Here's the thing.
Well,
John Cena.
If you want to make that argument about any other fucking wrestling roster, fine. I'm okay with it, but you cannot argue that John Cena doesn't work fucking hurt.
Here, but with John Cena, they value him more because he sells more t-shirts and he grants more wishes.
Well, you should value that guy more because he sells more t-shirts and he grants more wishes. He's getting you name recognition out there that's not possible.
But he's going to do that whether he's on the show, whether he's hurt, whatever. CM Punk, man, he's still hurt. Oh, we still got to have you wrestle, though, Punk, because you're the best at what you do. You can go out there and make The Undertaker look good. We need you to wrestle 300 nights a year, whether you're hurt or not. They don't have to have John Cena out there wrestling 300 nights a year. And he doesn't.
Cena works as many, but he works a lot of fucking house shows.
Right.
Yes, he does.
Cena does a lot of work.
But not as many, I guarantee you, not as many as Punk. Not as many as Shane.
I don't even
know
a way to
hurt.
Fact check that argument, but I will this week because you're going to make me do it.
We could.
I'm not going to do it right now because it'll take too fucking long.
I'll check. We can go through and we can see. See if there's a way we can figure out in 2013 who wrestled more. We'll take stuff into consideration that Cena was hurt. We'll go on an average.
Because Punk was out for like 2.5 months, too.
Yeah, so we'll figure all that out later. But I think he's just fine doing what he wants to do. If he's burnt out, if he's hurt, if he just needs to let shit heal up, they should let him. You know what, Punk? You did a damn good job for us. Why don't you take some time off?
Go rest up and like three, you know, in a while.
Which
we'll,
I'm fine with that.
Your contract.
But if he's walking away with the intent of never coming back and then comes back a couple years from now, I'm not cool with that. Or actually, I'm still cool with that, but you shouldn't be cool with that because that's exactly what you were preaching against with those other guys.
It's not going to happen. Vince McMahon's personally doing all negotiations
with CM Punk. Vince McMahon can suck my left nut.
So I think they're going to let CM Punk take some time off. They're going to let him heal up, and they're going to let him just do whatever for a little bit. Do we see him at WrestleMania? Probably. Do we know what he's going to do? Not a damn thing. We have no clue what he's going to do. It could be CM Punk in that world title match for some reason. I think, here's the thing.
I like the guy. I think he's a great wrestler. I'm not arguing against any of the stuff that you're arguing. My point is you're a fucking hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite.
Oh, he's not.
Jason? Is that not kind of a hypocritical viewpoint, Heath? I mean,
jeez.
How can you be okay with people walking away because they don't like the direction of the company whenever they're not contracts right and they're just walking away because they want to do something else because they're tired of the bullshit? But when a guy is still under contract and he walks away and ends up coming back a couple months from now, that's somehow okay.
Couple months, keyword. Not
or
couple
a couple
years.
Months. Couple could months. Be a couple years. You or don't know how long he's going to be gone.
He's not going to be gone for a couple years.
Look what Christian did. He was still under contract when he left WWE TNA. He wrestled on TNA for what? 2-3 years?
No, longer than that. It was a while.
If not longer. Became a two-time NWA champion. I wish they'd recognize that, by the way. They should. I mean, they recognize Flair. I mean, why not? R-Truth's a two-time NWA champ. Recognize that. Then the first chance WWE gets after Christian's TNA contract's up, they're right there calling him up. I mean, not the day after Christian's TNA contract was up, Vince and JR and Hunter and anybody else was on the phone calling Christian up saying, we're going to give you a deal, we want you back, but we want you on EC Crappy W.
Alright. We're not going to agree on this.
No, we're not. But I, for the record here,
I still think you're a fucking hypocrite.
What Christian did, totally different. Because he didn't go, I need to try out for the NFL. I need to go MMA. He's like, I'm going to the only other company there is right now. And he went to TNA, and he continued to wrestle. And did quite well for himself. And then decided to come back. Jumping ship from promotion to promotion, I got no problem with that. If Brock Lesnar or Batista would have went to TNA, the time they were going to come back.
Well, why would they go
I'm okay
there?
With
it's
that.
A lesser. It's a step down.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is
UFC, you can at least argue, is a sidestep to the WWE.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like Lesnar left to do MMA and then went to work for, like, Bellator or some shit.
Right, but he tried out for the Minnesota Vikings and then got laughed out of camp.
Yeah, laughed right off the team.
And then he's like...
But he was still on a Madden game, so, I mean
yeah, he did make Madden a Madden game. Okay. he was on the... Like,
oh, God.
He was a free agent.
But that's just... That's my thing. They went and did something completely outside of the realm of wrestling and then come back in, and just like The Rock. Rock went out and made movies for 10 fucking years. Wrestled 3 matches with the time in 10 years.
And
then comes back and cashes in. Yeah. You know, there's where my issue lies with all of this. Again, do I agree with CM Punk leaving?
Yeah.
You said yourself, if it's because of burnout and just all the bullshit he's dealing with, why not?
Yeah. Ooh.
And if it's he's just sick of WWE and wants to wrestle elsewhere, nothing wrong with that.
I just think the hypocriticalness of guys you don't like, it's not okay for them to do it, but guys you
I liked
like
Batista when he left.
Yeah.
I thought he was the best heel we had.
I think it would be better if he went back to being that heel right now. I mean, that would be the best thing he could do.
Although I think we might be going towards that direction again.
I don't think we're far off. I think it's going to be a pretty quick heel turn for Batista.
Oh, yeah. So I deferred my what stinks. This is obviously my what stinks, and Hooks and Montana Man both is their what stinks.
Okay.
So letting Punk walk away because he's tired of getting screwed over week after week.
I don't think they really, like, let him. I mean, they let him
walk. They could have done. What I was going to say, it's like the Cinderella song. You don't know what you got till it's gone. That's what CM Punk is to Vince McMahon. He's there. He's doing everything you want. He's, you know, he's CM Punk, best in the world, you know, everything like that. And then Vince took it for granted. It's kind of like, you know, it's that girl that got away.
Yep.
You took advantage of her, and now she's gone, and you're like, oh, shit, what am I going to do? That's what CM Punk is. He's the one that got away. And that's what they're going to try to do to keep him from going anywhere.
But Vince McMahon didn't screw CM Punk. CM Punk screwed CM Punk.
Oh,
shut up.
Shut up.
He did not.
On that note, I'm
he
done.
Did not.
Yeah. I think we,
Can you give him a sound, please?
I just wanted to throw it in there, because you can draw a little bit of a correlation to Bret Hart. With this.
Give him all of them.
Oh, all of them? There you go. Alright. Anyway. It's late. I want to be done.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not going to agree on this, and we're probably going to argue more next week.
We're not actually disagreeing on this. I just think that you're a fucking hypocrite.
And I think you're wrong, so. And I think you're an asshole.
Well, one of those things is my opinion, and the other one is just you being a dick, so I mean, hey.
My opinion is you being an asshole. Let me just go buy you your Batista and your Brock Lesnar shirts.
You know what? You can buy me a Brock Lesnar shirt, I'll wear it.
You need double
XL
on the back.
You know what?
I don't want.
No, this one. This one would actually get priced. Because I got a better idea for the bet. If Heath loses, he'd have to wear a Fandango shirt.
Okay.
And he has to post it on Facebook so he can do it.
He would have to wear it to. If we go to Ring of Honor, he would have to wear it to Ring of Honor.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? We're gonna revisit this bet. I think tomorrow night watching Raw, because if we're going to Ring of Honor, we got to do something stupid to Ring of Honor.
Okay.
Someone had a Sting handwritten sign on Ring of Honor Saturday, so I mean.
We were talking with Dan and them that if we go to the Ring of Honor house show they're going to have not too far away from us in June, I'm going to bring a sign that says, I came to see John Cena.
You know how fast that's going to get ripped from you.
Well, apparently, it's going to be all six of us trying to go to this. So, it'll be fun.
Apparently.
Anyway,
you have to tell me which day that is.
I have no fucking clue. I'm getting ripped into this. Adrian, what we got coming up on the network?
Stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Shows?
Actually, first off. Hey, Adrian, if someone has a problem, we said with something on the show. What can they do?
Yeah, go fuck themselves.
Okay. You know, I agree with you this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know what?
Or
you should send a written complaint to Jason Halpert. Because he's a dick, and he deserves it.
What's the email address?
Firehouse.
No.
Oh, no. That's going personal now.
What's the other email address we use?
Oh, thehourbomb@gmail.com.
There you go. You can also send me a message on Facebook. You can also send Adrian all the hate mail. So if you there's something you don't like on the show, go and send a personal
message to me.
Adrian Manchin.
I'll say the fuck off. That's really how it'll work, too. Hey, I don't like your show. Well, fuck off.
Yeah. Oh, we got an email last week.
Did we really?
Yeah, they needed your I hope you don't mind. They needed your name, your address, your social security number, and your occupation, and they're going to send us like $16 million.
Oh, okay.
So I gave them all that. Is that okay?
I'd be kind of surprised that you actually even knew my social security number.
Who did your taxes last year, Heath? Who has your copy of your tax returns? I do.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, so seriously, Adrian, what we got coming up on that one?
Stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Come on.
What comes up Tuesday nights?
FBW podcast.
Feature podcast. You can download it from our site or go to
FTWlive.com, I believe.
Okay.
You can listen to it there.
Wednesday nights.
Something from the hip. Shotgun from the hip.
Shotgun Saturday night.
Shotgun
Wednesday night.
Shotgun Wednesday afternoon.
Saturday.
Something like, Sean is gay. Sean is gay.
Can't sing them on the show.
Yeah, we can. What's tonight at, 7 Central now?
Eight Eastern,
7 Central.
We really did get an email that said that.
Oh, it's like 800,000, something like that. Anyway. I wasn't lying. Shooting from the hip. Wednesday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Yeah.
Dan, Sean, Michael.
They talk about stuff.
They're a little more like better than we are. They're a knockoff of our show.
I'm not going to even touch that one.
And then also the Wrestling Niche. You want to cover that one since it's got your buddy, Jake Mullen, the poster boy for birth control?
Because there's a KK... You know what? We'll call it what it really is. The KKK member and the new AA talk about...
Oh.
The new AA. It stands for Angry Australian.
Oh, my God. Wow, Jake, I'm sorry.
No,
I can't believe
not.
He just compared you to AA.
The views of
the new AA.
AA
2.0, if you will.
That was just wrong.
All right. And then also you've got, and they're a feature podcasting download from our site. They record whenever the fuck they want.
Yep.
I think they're recording tomorrow night, actually.
They said they're doing a roundtable thing, I think, tomorrow night.
Okay.
Classic.
And then, I think Classic's going to be on there. And then also our, we've got Talk TNA. Podcast TNA.
Yeah, with Dave Gilbert and his wife, they talk about TNA.
Is that what I couldn't get, like, tits and ass?
No.
Oh, the promotion.
Yeah, the
I wouldn't have signed off on it if I knew that. That I wouldn't have given them a yes vote if I would have known it was TNA wrestling.
God, shut up. You're Ole. There's articles you can catch Classics Angels. You can catch the stuff that Paul Jordan writes. It's usually pretty good, newsworthy stuff.
Yes, indeed.
I think
one of the hardest working members.
Yeah, the hardest working man
on the network.
True. The true.
No, absolutely not.
TWR personality of the year.
No.
Paul Jordan.
I didn't have to get all the first place votes. I just got enough second and third place votes.
I did vote for you, Jason, but.
Just because you're a dumbass, Richard.
No, he's not a dumbass.
The only reason he voted for you is because you let him be on the show. That was the only reason. Would you, if Jason didn't have you on the show, would you have voted for him, Richard?
Yeah.
Ha!
Honestly.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
You know the only reason you're on the show half the time because I say, you know what, we should have Richard on this week.
No, you're like, hey, is Richard coming on? I'm like, I don't want you to go ask him. So.
And if I didn't go ask him, then he wouldn't be on.
Whatever. All right. We're done, fellas.
Yes.
So with that being said, I think I'm going to play our song of the week I'm picking. It's going to be a memory of...
Hey, wait. Didn't I lose? Don't I get to pick the song?
You never told me a song, so I just have them.
You never asked me what song I
wanted. What song you want to play, Adrian?
I would like to close out with a song dedication to CM Punk. It's so hard to say goodbye.
I'm not playing that as our go-home song. No. We're going to play a tribute to Primetime Player, so.
All right, fine.
We're going to make some moves, make some million-dollar moves. So.
Millions of dollars.
Do I say goodbye?
Stop singing.
Save it for karaoke.
Exactly.
How do I CM Punk, this is for you.
Primetime Players, this is for you.
Mae Young, this is for you.
Anyway, okay, we're done. So, once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, saying adios, motherfuckers. Oh, shit, hold on. Doing too many things at once here.
The big, bad booty daddy!
Oh, the big Gator Masters. I'm already gone. I'm done.
See, that's what gone he is. He was like, oh, that was for me?
Yeah. Huh. What do you normally say, Adrian?
The big Gator Masters quits this bitch.
Thank you. The Jizz Mapper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, same.
Or if I want to say something so different. You know, sometimes I just don't feel like being the same thing.
And hey, over on Skype.
And up in Michigan where...
It's colder than fuck.
You know what? Here, why don't we just pull the cable on and be like, oh, disconnected.
Aww.
Yeah, Richard, the bird dog. You gonna have an article up this week? No, I'm too pissed off. I'm too pissed off about the Super Bowl. I can't write an article unless it has to do with me bitching about the Broncos.
Let me tell you this, Richard. If you want to be on the show next week, we need to see an article.
Yeah,
I'll have one up this week. Okay. I already have a couple ideas I want to work on.
All right, good. So we will.
I might read it. I might.
I won't. Oh. It's Richard. It's a hack job. So hey. we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bomb.
Hasta la vista, peaches.
See ya.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Make it move.
Make it move.